This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. You may have had big dreams and have awakened to find yourself living what you consider to be a small life. You may have gotten a great deal of what you wanted and have come to realize that it is not all what you thought it would be, and you long for more. This is one of those fork-in-the-road moments. Now, you may either take the road of doom, despair, and complacency and move forward regretfully and with great resentment. You may choose to look back and expend a great deal of energy on why. Why did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? And allow that bitterness and regret to season a less than optimistic view of life. Or you may exercise a little compassion. Take a moment to appreciate who you are in this moment, at this stage of your life, and all that you have accomplished, all that you have become. And before taking any steps, look in the mirror and tell yourself how much, despite all of the imperfections and seeming missteps, you love yourself. Oh, I know, it has a little Saturday Night Live, Stuart Smalley flavor to it, and I'm not suggesting that it is not completely absurd. I am, however, suggesting that you do it. No, I mean, really. Steal away a moment in private. You don't have to tell anyone. It'll be our secret. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look into those eyes and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Repeat it 25 times. Yes, you're going to feel completely ridiculous. Yes, it is going to make you feel uncomfortable and awkward. And yes, you will experience a surge of emotions. I think you will be very surprised. Don't believe me? Try it and experience what happens. Then, rather than obsessing over all that you did not do, all that did not come to fruition, all that did not happen your way, take stock of all of the good that is in your life, all of the wisdom that you have gained sometimes through the experiences of what you never wanted. Now you know. Think of all that you know now that you did not know then. Wow. Now, before you take your first step down that other fork in the road, take some time today, this week, to dream again. What is the next dream on your agenda? Hey, what's wrong with a little reinvention? Success or sabotage? Success requires revisiting, redefining, and re-strategizing. You grow and change, as does your life. If you are not continuing to re-examine what you wish to create in your life, you are living by default, which is the express way to apathy or misery. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, give yourself a little credit and a little compassion, and you will be amazed at the day that unfolds, especially for you. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com. That's spelled NUDESIGN.com. Be certain to tune in to our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.